This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Miles Smith, Stargazing. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. I woke up a half hour before my alarm went off this morning. That is so annoying.
Oh, that's annoying to you.
So annoying when that happens. So what do you do when that happens? Like, do you just lay in bed and just try to, like, doze or
No, that's meditate? Danger. If I try to doze, like, if I wake up before my alarm and I try to go back to sleep, like, within 30 minutes, I'm going to miss it.
But I don't shut my alarm off. I keep my alarm off in case I do fall back asleep. Or I keep my alarm on in case I do fall back asleep.
And you'll wake up to it?
Yeah,
I won't.
I've never slept through my alarm.
I have to time out my sleep cycles very specifically.
But it's annoying when I wake up. This morning, I just grabbed my phone and just started reading. And I started, the first thing I Googled this morning, because I was so annoyed that I was up a half hour early. The first thing I Googled was, what hormones does your body produce when it wakes up? Because I'm thinking, like, this is some sort of a cortisol thing, like where my body is just starting to produce cortisol at weird times in the middle of the night, and that's what's waking me up. And then I'm like, have I ever had my cortisol checked? I don't know.
What does cortisol do? I've heard people talking about it on TikTok. I just figured it was another like trend where people are like, my cortisol levels are so over the top. Like they're so through the roof.
Well, I mean, cortisol is a hormone that we all produce. And now ChatGPT will tell us exactly what it is. It is produced by the adrenal glands. It helps regulate metabolism, immune response, and the body's stress response.
Mm.
But it starts to produce early in the morning, and it kind of helps you wake up.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm wondering if I'm just producing it like at weird times in the middle of the night, and that's why I'm waking up.
Well, tell your body to stop doing that.
I want to talk to my doctor. Well, I've had my blood tested a few times last year. I have no idea if he checked cortisol. Anyway, in my reading this morning, I found some other things.
Oh, what else did you find?
Certain smells, not just cortisol, but certain smells can help you wake up in the morning.
Ooh, is one of them mint?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Peppermint.
I did know that.
So menthol is the active ingredient in peppermint. It activates part of the brain that improves attention span, alertness, and learning capacity. Also, peppermint may help lower the release of cortisol, which helps lower stress.
Okay.
So maybe when you get up in the morning, grab some peppermint.
Yeah.
Take a big sniff. That'll help you get going. But there's other things that can do it. Well, I mean, for me, it's coffee. I think for a lot of people, it's coffee beans.
Sure.
I wonder if there's people that don't drink coffee.
They just smell it.
They just have a bag of coffee beans right there. Just, all right, I'm ready to go this morning. I don't even know where you would get this. Lemongrass?
I'm not sure. Is that just lemon and grass? That's a specific thing. That can't just be lemon and grass.
Can you just get that at the grocery store?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea. But lemongrass stimulates dopamine and serotonin.
Oh, love both of those.
Which can improve your mood as well as your focus and your alertness.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know where you get lemongrass.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Let me see. Anything else in this list? An orange smell?
Oh, interesting. Oh, I could see that. Like a citrusy. Yeah. Like that'll wake you up.
That's known to instantly boost mood and improve attention. Last on this list, chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better about my adult chocolate milk coffee that I've been bringing in this week.
It says the scent of chocolate stimulates the reward center in your brain. And again, causes the release of dopamine.
Yes. That's why I'm putting so much chocolate syrup in these coffees. Just trying to wake up, that's all.
Yeah, why not? If it's working for you.
Yeah. I love a sweet treat.
So we are just waking up this morning as well. Thank you for being here. We have good vibes on the way this morning. What else? Oh, I don't even want to get into this right now. But Alyssa, I have to confront Alyssa about something a little bit later on this morning.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward. And now I'm actually having second thoughts about if I actually want to do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll get into that a little bit later on as well. We also have more tickets to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom Music Center. So Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning. You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us. There is news from Hollywood this morning, although not a lot of it good. Yesterday, I think it was after the show yesterday, that we heard about actress Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah, I saw that like right when I left.
And I'm not really familiar with her work. I know she was on Gossip Girl,
mm-hmm.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She was in a couple of Disney movies. I think Ice Princess was one of them. I really liked that one.
39 years old. Gone too soon. It's being reported that she's been struggling with her health. She had a liver transplant. A liver transplant recently, and there may have been complications for that.
So sad.
She had chronic liver disease.
So young.
She did not talk about any of those health conditions, from what I see. But yeah, that was sad to see. And then this morning, I woke up to this was the first thing that I saw when I woke up this morning that we lost Hollywood actor legend Gene Hackman last night, 95 years old. Now, he is a guy that has been out of the public eye for a long time.
I was going to say, I don't really recognize his name. Remind me what he's like been in.
Oh, my goodness, Alyssa. Academy Award winner. He's won 2 Academy Awards in his career. Let's see. That was for The French Connection, which is a 70s movie. He was in Unforgiven, which I think was a movie in the 90s with Clint Eastwood. But he was, I mean, growing up, he was Lex Luthor in the original Superman movies, the ones with Christopher Reeve.
Okay.
And so he had a big impact on my childhood because, I mean, I've seen those movies a million times.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a kid growing up, you want to watch Superman, you know, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, for me, the first Lex Luthor, the original Lex Luthor. And then he was in a movie that I have seen so many times, and this movie meant a lot to me, and maybe it did to boys my age growing up around that time who were especially into basketball because he was in a movie called Hoosiers. And just growing up, like, all my friends watch Hoosiers, like, uh-huh. over and over, and, you know, kids on my basketball team. Like, I remember When I played high school basketball, I think one night all the kids on the team got together and we watched Hoosiers.
Aww.
Just to motivate ourselves.
Get all hyped up for the game.
Yeah, so Gene Hackman was the coach of Hoosiers in that movie. In fact, I pulled a clip from that movie. This is Gene Hackman motivating the team right before the game.
Don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
That's right.
That's some motivation right there.
I'm motivated right now.
That's what I needed this morning.
That's some good advice even for this show.
I would say so.
I mean, we work hard, so hard on this show. Just work as hard as we can. At the end of the day, our ratings might not be good. And as you've seen, they aren't. But you know what? We just got to keep going.
We're here.
We just got to keep working hard.
Exactly.
So sad to see about Gene Hackman. The details on this are really kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's going to be more to build on this story, I'm sure.
I don't want to speculate right now. They are saying there's no foul play involved, but I don't want to
Well, his wife and his wife was also found gone as well. And right.
And the dog.
Oh, the dog too. Okay.
But no foul play. So I don't want to speculate anymore.
Right.
I'm sure we'll hear more about that
but
later
those
today.
Are the details.
All right. So that is the sad news this morning. We've got to get some good vibes going. Let's
yes,
do that.
We need those.
Good vibes on the way. And then later on this morning, you know, I might not do it now. Just based on the sad news that has come out this morning.
You can't do this. We have to do it. We've been talking about doing this.
What we're supposed to do today on the show is I need to confront Alyssa about something. Now I'm thinking about not doing it. I might chicken out. I don't know.
You better figure it out because we're going to have to get into that in like less than an hour now. So.
All right. And definitely good vibes on the way. The Q Morning Show.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
We have a special good vibes this morning. We're going to talk to Tish Henry. She is the fundraising events manager for an organization called Connecting for Kids. Good morning, Tish.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on our show this morning. Tell us about Connecting for Kids. Who listening to our show right now would benefit the most from hearing about what you do?
So any family who has a child that they have a concern about. So Connecting for Kids helps families in Northeast Ohio with any concerns they have about their child. It can be anything from ADHD to academic issues to autism, anything like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. So is it like specific to like in school and like learning?
Nope, it can be anything. So it can be a behavior concern at home or at school. The nice thing about Connecting for Kids is we are not diagnosis specific. So it's literally absolutely any concern you are having about your child. You can call or come to one of our programs and get support and help.
Full disclosure, Tish is friends with my sister, Stacy.
Oh!
Yes.
Stacy has a son, my nephew, who has autism. And Stacy was living, she moved out of Northeast Ohio for a while as well and came back. And when she came back, Brendan was very young, about 2 years old, and she found Connecting for Kids and it really, really helped her. And she found the support that she needed for camps and art classes him and so many things.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Just an amazing organization.
That's such an incredible like resource, especially when it comes to stuff like that, where, you know, nobody writes a handbook on what you're supposed to do and next steps. So it's really good to have that support right here in our community.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's three fairs coming up starting tonight. The first one is tonight, right, Tish? Tell us about where people can go tonight.
Yes. Yeah, so the first one tonight is in Rocky River at the Don Umerly Center. There will be over 70 vendors there that will have resources and like summer camps, like you said, there'll be academic programs that are there, all different kinds of therapies, behavioral, mental health therapists that'll be there, and it's all free.
Oh, and it's free.
Oh, yes.
Even better.
Yeah, everything with Connecting for Kids is free to the families.
And there's more events coming up in the next few weeks. What's the best place people can go to find out more information right now, Tish?
So, yeah, you can go to our website, www.connectingforkids.org, and there is a link to the three different resource fairs. We have one on the west side, which is tonight. Then there's going to be one on the east side at Tri-C, and then there'll be one in Lorain County at Lorain County Community College.
Thank you, Tish, for everything that you're doing. It's absolutely a good vibe. And we appreciate you being on our show this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show and helping us get the message out about Connecting for Kids.
Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So it was yesterday at this time that Alyssa was telling us about her nighttime routine, which she feels is just dragging on a little bit too long. She timed it out to be about 33 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah, and I timed it. The reason that I wanted to time it was so that I could see, like, okay, it really doesn't take that long. Really, like, motivation for me to know, like, okay, just go do your nighttime chores. But it ended up being way longer than I anticipated, so backfired.
Yeah, we heard about some of the things that she was doing, and there were things that involved the cats and cleaning the cat bowls.
Yeah, I got to get the cat's food, got to clean the litter boxes.
And there was laundry in there. And
switch over the laundry.
So did you make any adjustments last night? Were you able to shave any time off the 33 minutes it takes you to get ready for bed?
I skipped laundry. I did go ahead and skip laundry last night. That shaved off a good 30 seconds. other than that, I had Bryce clean the litter boxes. That took something off my plate.
That's good. That's something you could alternate.
Yeah, we can go back and forth on that.
It doesn't have to be one person's job.
Yeah, but moral of the story, I didn't cut that much off. I mean, that altogether is probably about a minute and a half cut off of my routine.
Amanda is listening to us right now. Amanda, tell us about your routine. Why is your bedtime routine like almost an hour long?
I have four kids, three of which are still very young, 5, 4, and 2. They all bathe at night. They're all in school, so I lay out clothes. I bathe them all at night. I do nails. I do ears. I do teeth, and that's just for the kids. So there's about a half an hour there for them.
Yeah.
That feels like you're making good time with four kids at 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, that's what a parent does. Their bedtime routine, it's not just their personal routine.
It includes the kiddos.
It's taking care of others. So that's something that Alyssa is dealing with right now, minus the cats.
Yeah, I just toss them all in the bath at the same time. We're knocking heads out at once. We're knocking bodies out.
This is a well-oiled machine. We got places to be.
Yeah.
What about your personal routine then, Amanda?
So I think I'm probably about a half an hour there, half hour, 45 minutes there, because then I decompress myself, take a shower, do my hair, my face.
Did you hear anything that Alyssa could do to cut her nighttime routine down? I don't think there's anything that she can cut out.
Maybe not the laundry.
Yeah, the laundry might be pushing it.
I'm not doing laundry at night.
Yeah.
I hate doing laundry in the morning or during the day, so definitely not doing it right before I'm going to bed.
And you're a nighttime shower, Amanda.
Yes. Yes, because my 12-year-old, the good old teen year, she's a daytime shower. So we let her have the bathroom in the morning
and the hot water.
Yeah. I need that morning shower just to wake up. You know, it's 4 a.m. I need a hot shower in there.
Oh, yeah. God bless your heart, because I ain't waking up at 4 a.m. either.
Yeah, same. I'm a nighttime shower girl myself.
Thank you, Amanda, for sharing your nighttime routine with us. You've got a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. Heading to school now.
Well, good luck getting there. Good luck in the drop-off line.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to us.
Yep.
All right. Enough pleasant conversation.
Yeah, this is going to get ugly here in a second. I don't know if you can feel the tension through these microphones, but you could cut the tension in this room with a knife.
I don't think it's going to get ugly. I hope it doesn't get ugly. But when Alyssa and I began this show, when we started working together back in May of last year, we made a pact that if there is any issue between the two of us, that we would address it, that we would not be passive aggressive, that we would address it, and that we would do it on the show. Like we would come on the show.
I don't know why we agreed to that. I don't know why we made that pact, but we did.
So there is something that I need to confront Alyssa about, and that will happen in less than 15 minutes. The Q Morning Show.
Get ready. Q104.
Q104. Bill, you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a groan?
Yeah.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So this is something that has been building up for a while, and I feel the need to bring it up this morning.
Hey, are you sure? You sure it's got to be today?
Yeah, it's got to be today, okay. Because Monday was the last straw, the proverbial last straw for me. So Alyssa Rose, who I've been working with since May of last year, who I love and adore.
Thank you.
We said that we would, if we had issues with each other as far as how the show is put together, that we would address it on the show. We would not let it fester. We would not, let it boil up inside.
And right.
In fact, as I'm saying those words right now, I suppose in a way I have let this fester for a few weeks because this is something.
You know, I think you have let it fester. So I think you went against our pact.
So it has come to the point, Alyssa, where I now physically dread attending our Monday post-show meetings. I don't want to go.
I would ask you why, but I know why. And the reason is silly, because I look forward to those meetings.
Now, how do you know why? I think that it's not, well, probably because of my attitude on Monday.
Yeah.
But we've turned those meetings now into a gigantic waste of time. You know, that space on Monday is supposed to be talking about things with the show and dissecting the show and talking about things that work and what doesn't work.
Right.
And it has turned into Alyssa is talking about how great it was to hang out at South Park Mall back in the day. And all the shows that she's watching on Netflix currently. And hey, did anyone watch the season premiere of Survivor last night?
Okay, I'm sorry that I like to be social. My bad, Bill.
So I've noticed the trend the past few weeks where we're talking less about the show and more about things that really have nothing to do with the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree that there's a time and a place for that. You know, maybe we go to lunch or maybe we go to happy hour or something like that.
All right.
But I don't think it should be during the show, the meeting about the show on Mondays. And where it really, like this past Monday was where I really felt it, because Monday was, it was kind of a challenging day. The entire morning.
Yeah, we had some technical issues in the studio.
A lot of technical mm-hmm. issues, so it was difficult to get through the show that morning. And because of those issues, it kind of put all of the things that we usually do, like kind of like pushed them down.
We were running behind.
Running way behind.
Yeah, way behind.
And so I show up a little bit late to this meeting on Monday, and I walk in and Alyssa is, you know, talking about, the favorite blizzards that she enjoys at Dairy Queen or something. And I'm sitting in this meeting for like 10 minutes and all I'm thinking about is all of the things that I have to do. And I'm just sitting like in this meeting. And so I actually left the meeting.
Yep.
I just stood up and left. I texted Alyssa. I said, text me when the meeting starts.
And I texted him right back. I was like, we're ready whenever. So, we're ready to start whenever you are, Bill.
So I walk back into the room. And I don't think I'm exaggerating here when I say that we talked about the show on Monday for maybe 5 minutes. And we talked about so many other things for 55 minutes. It was an hour-long meeting that we only talked about the show for 5 minutes. Am I right or am I wrong about that? Am I exaggerating?
I think that we might have talked about the show for like a good 7 minutes. I think that you're really downselling it here. There was a good 7 minutes of show talk in our meeting on Monday.
Also, what doesn't help is that there is somebody else who attends this meeting that this person really has no association with our show. They're not working on this show. Yet Alyssa has bonded with this person, and so it kind of ends Alyssa to just go off and all these different conversations.
Okay, listen, we're both millennials, and I don't have a diagnosis for this, but I would be willing to bet that we're probably both a little ADHD, too. So makes meetings a little challenging, but also I just get excited. I like the people that I work with. I'm always excited to talk to them and say what I did for the weekend. And how much show content do you get out of those meetings? How many times do you stop when I'm talking about something totally off subject and you're like, oh, that'd be a good thing to talk about on the show?
See,
and you start writing things in the notes on your phone.
Sometimes that happens, but then other times I just find myself tuning out, and then I get on my phone and I start writing Alyssa's College of Knowledge trivia questions or something like that. So I'm trying to make productive use out of this time.
Why don't you just take that hour maybe to just like decompress? Like be present with your coworkers.
Because all I'm thinking about is all the work that I have to do. And because we have extra responsibilities now after the show. I mean, I didn't get out of here until like noon on Monday.
Well, yeah, I didn't get out of here until later than that.
But we could have been out a lot earlier if we didn't have social hour.
But maybe I think that social hour is beneficial to have with your coworkers. And I get the time and place. I would like to touch on that for a second. Time and place. I hear you. Maybe go to lunch or a happy hour. How many times have I said that I want team bonding? I want more team bonding.
Fine. I'm all for that. As long as we do work when we're supposed to do work and we socialize when we're supposed to socialize. 216-474-0104.
You're being a fun suck.
Am I being a fun suck? Am I being the bleep hole for reacting this way?
I don't know if I'd call you a bleep hole, but definitely a fun sucker.
Because I did. It crossed my mind. Am I being a bleep hole over this? Is it because all of this was just blown out of proportion on Monday because of all the problems we were having technically? Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Do you have somebody, though, in your meetings that just derails the whole thing and makes them go like way longer than you want them to? Do you have a me in your meetings?
Yeah. I'm looking for some sort of a solution because it's just ridiculous. It's like we're talking about like something that we absolutely want to do on the show. And then Alyssa's like, hey, has anybody ever swum with the dolphins? 216-474-0104.
That's not far off.
We are hashing it out this morning. Is Bill the bleep hole? Is he the fun sucker?
I'm a personality hire, man.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we are absolutely letting you behind the scenes this morning.
Because, oh, yeah.
Alyssa and I have kind of had our first on-air fight.
And
what's happening right now is we just have a fundamental disagreement about how our post-show meetings should go, where I just want to talk about show stuff and then get back to doing show stuff. And Alyssa wants to socialize.
Okay, the workday is over for us. We are done with the show at this point. I'm decompressing, and I'm just suggesting that maybe you do the same.
And I'm thinking about the show and having to listen about your colonoscopy.
What's wrong with my colonoscopy?
There's nothing wrong with your colonoscopy.
You tell me that. Okay, listen, though. This is literally radio. Our job title is on-air personality.
That's true.
Our job is to talk. If you think that you're going to go into a meeting with someone in radio and stay on topic all the time, you're out of your mind.
Laura in North Ridgeville, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this? Because we're at a divide, clearly.
I think, Bill, that you are 100% correct.
Yeah.
I don't think that Alyssa should be able to hold you hostage, keeping you from getting home sooner because she needs to decompress. I 100% agree that coworkers should be social or can if they choose to be. She can head up a social committee, schedule lunches and happy hours. But to disregard that you're sitting there thinking, wow, I could have been home an hour earlier yesterday and gotten things done for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my home, and just like, oh, ha, ha, but I wanted to, you know, be social. That's not cool. Not cool. Not respectful.
Well said. Thank you, Laura, for calling in this morning.
And I would like to rebuttal that for just a second.
Sure.
You did leave here at what time was that again, Bill?
It was almost noon.
Almost noon. So it's not like I held you hostage till 9 p.m. You were home by 12:30.
Yeah, and I was exhausted. Chris in Youngstown, good morning. Chris in Youngstown, good morning. Do I have the wrong person? Is this Robin?
This is Robin.
Okay, Robin, I do have the wrong person. Hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second. Hold on. This is Chris in Youngstown. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on a little fight here?
Well, I believe that there should be a happy compromise. I believe Bill is actually more correct than Alyssa. But there should be, if you're staying after for a work discussion, then maybe add an agenda and have the items that you want to go through first. And then if there's time to do the social hour or decompress and Bill wants to hang around for that, he can. But if not, then he can go. But I don't believe that it all should be about willy-nilly, because then it gets off topic and Bill can't get done what he wants to get done. And I believe that Bill is correct.
That's an excellent suggestion there by Chris.
I do love a good compromise. A good compromise.
Someone needs to write together or put together an agenda. Robin, now it's time for you. Robin's in Brunswick. Good morning.
Good morning. Hold on. Have a good day. I think Alyssa is correct. You need to decompress. You need that time. I think Bill's being the fun sucker. It can't all be work, work, work. And it just reminds me of all those TikToks and reels I see about the boomers versus millennials.
Oh, so you're saying I sound like a boomer?
You sound like a boomer.
Yes. You sound like a boomer. I'm sorry.
Someone texted and said, Bill's giving off office snitch vibes.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Yep.
Okay. How am I being a boomer when I just want to go in and talk about show stuff and not hear about Alyssa's favorite fishing spots around Cleveland?
I think that it's just a difference in generation and how we approach the people that we work with. It also probably has to do with the fact that I'm new here, so work is the most social that I get to be a lot of the time. Like, the only other people that I see on a regular basis aside from you is my husband. I only talk to you and my husband.
But we talk all morning long. Like, why do you think I need, like, a bonus hour of that?
I don't know. Maybe you just, I don't know. Maybe you just wanted some extra content.
Do you want to go with what Chris was saying about the agenda?
I think that's a good compromise.
Let's start by coming up with an agenda.
Okay.
And then we'll get through that. And then I like that. If I want to sit around and have Alyssa complain about Joann Fabrics going out of business for about 20 minutes, then I'll stick around for that.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me, man. Sorry for trying to make the office more fun. I'll stop.
All right. We got it. Do you still want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
I don't know.
Still want to stick around?
I don't know. I might get off topic. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just roll music and just shut me up the rest of the show.
Now, hold on. This is not how I wanted it to go. I feel better now, and you sound salty. That's not how I wanted us both to feel better, to get it all out of our
systems. We'll see. Maybe Monday's hash it out. I'll have to, maybe I'll rebuttal with something.
Big time rush tickets coming up. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, you versus...
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
This is Alyssa. It's on the way.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Tyler in Mayfield is in the hot seat. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If we are stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Let's do it.
Question 1. The Oscars are coming up on Sunday night. Which film holds the record for the most Academy Awards won by a single movie?
Oh, man, I should know this. Titanic.
Question 2. If I scheduled myself to have rhinoplasty, what body part is about to be worked on?
Your nose.
Question 3. The song where the first verse is kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real. What song is that?
APT.
Question 4. A book must sell how many copies before it can be labeled a bestseller?
1 million.
Final question. Before the Fresh Prince moved to Bel Air, where was he born and raised?
West Philadelphia. I know I got one.
Hold on, Tyler. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio right now.
Let's do it. All right.
Tyler, you got more than one. You got 3 today.
All right, I'll take 3. That's better than I thought.
Very good. Thanks for listening to us this morning.
Yeah, of course. You guys are great.
Tyler's in Mayfield, Alyssa, and he just went 3 for 5 during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Not bad, Tyler. Not bad.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you need 3 to tie, 4 to win. Let's get into it. Question 1. The Oscars are coming up Sunday night. Which film holds the record for the most Academy Awards won by a single movie?
Ooh, not my forte. I'm going to say Parasite. No.
No. Tyler answered Titanic, which I thought everybody would answer. It's actually The Lord of the Rings. I would have accepted that as the answer. Specifically, it's the movie The Return of the King.
That makes sense.
I did not know that, yeah.
Question 2. If I scheduled myself to have rhinoplasty, what body part is about to be worked on?
Your nose.
That is correct. The song where the first verse is kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real.
That's our jam right now. APT. Yeah. Rosé, right. Bruno Mars.
All right, you both got that one. Question 4. A book must sell how many copies before it can be labeled a bestseller?
Huh. I'm going to say 100,000.
Excellent answer. That is correct.
Wow. I'm surprised I got that.
Final question. Before the Fresh Prince moved to Bel Air, where was he born and raised?
In West Philadelphia.
Yeah. All right. So she got that one. Alyssa wins outright today, 4-3.
Oh, great job, Alyssa.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take it. But don't you worry. We got a little something for you, too.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Tyler, you were a great contestant. We're going to set you up with tickets to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom Music Center.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much. My name is Tyler, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104. Billie Eilish, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. She says she's definitely getting back into the studio this year to make more new music. Here's Billie right here.
Yeah, definitely getting back into the studio and doing stuff. And also, you know, next 12 months, I mean, I definitely have more tour, lots of tour to do, and probably more than I'm even scheduled for that's going to come, which I'm excited about.
Where does she get the energy?
I don't know. These youngins, man.
What was the tech scam that you predicted that I received?
Oh, yeah. I was like, is it the Ohio Toll Roads one? Because I just got that one yesterday.
No, it's not. But I've gotten that one, too. I've gotten that one twice.
Yeah, I've gotten it a couple times. But the most recent was yesterday. What was the one that you got?
Same thing. It doesn't say from what state. It just says the Toll Roads Notice of Toll Evasion.
Yeah, I got one specifically for Ohio Toll Roads.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Paula got one, too, the other day, and she sent it to me, and she's like, is this anything? And I'm like, no, it's one of those tech scams.
Mm-hmm. Weirdly enough, I got one for, like, Maryland Toll Roads, and I've never driven through Maryland in my life.
That should be the first tip off. If you've never actually been on their roads or in their state, it might be a scam.
Then you probably don't owe them money.
Also, when I get the text from GablerKayat4@hotmail.com, it might be a scam.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say that's probably a scam.
No, the scam that I got yesterday, and I haven't heard from anybody that received it, so I was just kind of curious if anybody did. Now I'm on my text, and I went to the toll road one. I don't know why I don't just delete them. Now, where was it? Okay, here it is. So this comes from another email, this text, and it comes from an iCloud account. And it says, hello, I'm Yilly. We are currently looking for part-time workers to join our team. This is a flexible online remote job that requires only 30 minutes per day and can be done anytime, anywhere. The daily salary ranges from $300 to $1,600 a day, and you will receive payment immediately after completing the task. You can work 365 days a year. If you're interested in this opportunity, please send a message to this number. And it's a phone number.
Did you message them?
No, but I'm thinking about it.
I know. I mean, it sounds like a great opportunity, but you know what they say about it being too good to be true.
Like, as far as tech scams go, this one's pretty good because it hooked me in. I mean, 30 minutes a day and I can make at least $300?
At least. Up to $1,600 a day.
I mean, what am I going to be doing? I can just do it from my laptop?
Like, what is this job? What is this field, this industry? I got to know.
I mean, it might be illegal, but who cares? The money's just so good.
So what if you're selling kidneys for 30 minutes a day? Come on. It's
Wait a
easy.
Minute. Selling my kidneys? Because I can really only do that once, maybe twice.
You have two, right?
Right.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
You can't do that 365 days a year. It's impossible.
Yeah, that might cause some issues. I could see how that could have some implications.
So if anybody, someone's saying call the number on air. I guess
Ooh,
I can do that. Okay.
Bill is actually really good at prank calls. We did a prank call a couple weeks ago, and I like had to cover my mouth. He holds it together so well, and I cannot.
Someone said I received the job one too.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll call. I mean, if it works, we'll air it if it works.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times when I do that, nothing happens. Like, no one answers the phone or whatever the case may be. So we'll let you know about that.
Or we get hung up on.
Also, yesterday, Alyssa went to a certain place because she wanted to mourn.
I wanted to say goodbye.
All right. So we'll get into that. Also, 8:55, another round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge for big time rush tickets.
Q104, right after this.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So I think most everyone knows by now that is it an Ohio store? It's based in
it's
Ohio.
It's an Ohio-based store.
Yeah, but they have stores nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide company, but they're based in Hudson.
So Joann Fabrics is going out of business. They declared bankruptcy before, but I guess, you know, couldn't overcome the financial struggles that they were having. And now they've announced they're going to completely shut down, liquidate, and close all their stores.
Right. All that good stuff. So yesterday, actually, I was with my mom. We grabbed lunch and she wanted to stop at Joann Fabrics.
Yeah. Alyssa is very affected by this.
I am because little background, like my family, we've always been a crafting family. Mm-hmm. My grandparents owned a craft business for over 30 years. So we're a very, like, we love to make things. We love to make crafts. So Joann Fabrics closing is really a big deal, especially because Pat Kattan's just closed a couple of years ago. So those are two huge craft stores that are just going away.
What does this mean? Is no one into crafting anymore? Is that why these stores aren't sustainable?
I mean, I would argue that more people than ever are into crafting right now. I mean, people are crocheting younger and younger.
But where are they getting their supplies now? Is there someplace cheaper?
Amazon.
Temu?
I guess. But yeah, so my mom and I went yesterday, and it was packed.
Really?
There were so many people. Even I was asking some questions at the register because I was like, I'm going to do some recon for the people of Cleveland here, get some answers. There was a rumor going around that all of the stores were closing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. That's not, I don't know who started that. My mom saw it on Facebook, but if you've seen that too, not the case. They are not closing on Friday.
Facebook has misinformation.
Oh, wow. I know. It's a crazy concept. But something important that I did learn from the very wonderful woman who is checking us out. She said that gift cards, the last day to use Joann Fabrics gift cards is tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you have one of those, you're going to definitely want to stop, use that up before tomorrow. But the stores will remain open until further notice.
Okay. Sorry about that. 216-474-0104. This is what I thought we could get into. What is the store that you miss? Because Alyssa is very affected by the closing of Joann Fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been stores, I guess that I'm just kind of, I feel used to this by now. I mean, the stores that I grew up with are no longer. Like, I could give you like a laundry list of stores that I enjoy very much.
Yeah.
Or did when they were open. I mean, I remember going to Kmart with my parents as a kid.
I kind of forgot about Kmart, but yeah.
I was always gravitate towards the toy section, mm-hmm. and it was awesome to go there, you know, during Christmas time because that's when I would, you know, point to all the toys that I wanted for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That I wanted Santa to bring me.
Sears, I know that's another one that has been gone for a while. And Bed Bath & Beyond, same thing. I think that those are all officially gone now.
I didn't even realize that store was gone.
Oh, yeah. They were. So Bed Bath & Beyond, that one went on for a couple of years, like 2 or 3 years, where they were like, closing, everything must go. And we're like, are you ever going to actually close? But they did.
216-474-0104. So what is the store that is gone? It's gone forever, but you still miss it. You still think about it. You're like, oh, I wish I could go there.
Wish it was still around.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. JoJo is coming to the Agora next month. We're going to have a chance for you to win some tickets here coming up after 9 this morning. Our next Q keyword is on the way. It's the Q Morning Show. We're talking about stores that you grew up with that are now closed, permanently closed, and you miss them. You think about them occasionally.
You wish you could still go walk around, go shopping, but they are gone. They are no more.
We're getting a lot of texts about Pat Kattan's. You mentioned Pat Kattan's.
I told you that. Yeah, we got a text saying that they're, girl, yes, I'm gutted, still not over Pat Kattan's. Never forget Pat Kattan's. And yes, I'm still gutted. I'm not over it.
Let's go to Elisa in Solon. Elisa, good morning.
Good morning.
What are some stores that are gone but you still miss?
Yeah, the two that popped into my head right away were Payless for shoes.
Okay, yes.
And, yeah.
What was the other one?
Dots.
Dots?
D-O-T-F.
Yes,
I was going to say,
that was a clothing store. Wasn't there one in Steel Yard?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think it was a local chain. I think it was from here.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere else, actually. But yeah, so Bill, that was like a women's clothing store. I'm not really sure. Do you remember when they closed?
It was a while back.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I haven't been there since I was in like high school.
Yeah.
I also don't remember. I wasn't aware that Payless shoe stores have closed.
I actually didn't know that either. But I just looked it up. And
I think they have an online presence,
yeah.
But their shoes online are really awful.
Ooh, yeah. I can't find any stores, though. The stores are closed, and there you go. The online store is not really much to write home about, apparently.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elisa, for listening and for calling in this morning. Clayton is in North Olmsted. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning.
What store do you miss? It's gone now, though.
I miss family video.
Family video.
Ooh, yes. It was such a vibe. I always loved going to family video on like a Friday night.
This was my number one. I mean, it's the same thing. I said Blockbuster.
Okay, yeah.
That was my number one. Just the experience of it's Friday night. You're going to the video store. You know, maybe you're going to watch a movie with a family. Maybe you're going to watch one with a date.
Right. Or your friends. I would always go before sleepovers and we'd get scary movies and rent them and then like all the snacks too.
Yeah. And it would suck if the movie was gone. Like everybody had rented it already and the movie that you wanted was gone.
Or but, like if you'd rent a movie and then you get it home and the DVD is actually like scratched.
Oh, yeah. Sad. And then the impulse buys at the register. It's like, oh, sure. I need Twizzlers.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. I need Jiffy Pop popcorn.
I need some little cookie dough bites.
Yeah. That's a good one, Clayton. Thank you.
Thank you.
Why am I blanking on like any record store? I miss like going to, what was the name of the record stores that we used to go to?
Oh, I don't know what you're thinking of. But there is one record store that I still really enjoy. There's actually one in Kent and there's one in Parma, The Exchange.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a lot of records there.
Quonset Hut? Do you remember? Do they still? They probably don't have Quonset Huts anymore.
No, I've never heard of that.
Tower Records. That's what I was thinking of. I was thinking there was a Tower Records in Tower City, and it would be cool. Like whenever we would be at Kent, we drive up to Tower City from Kent, and to be able to go and buy the Oasis or Green Day CD.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sure that was really cool too, especially back then.
I miss those days. I mean, obviously, you can.
I know.
Do I miss?
I stream music all the time, but it's just not the same.
I love having
physical copies.
Yes. I see what you're saying, but I love having all of my music on my phone. And whenever a song pops into my head, I can just immediately listen to it. I love that.
That is nice.
But then I do miss the experience of being at the actual store and buying the copy.
And holding it.
Okay. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane right there. I enjoyed that.
Made me a little sad, but that's okay.
The Q Morning Show, Q104, Miles Smith. Q104, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Did you see the movie A Simple Favor?
No.
Anna Kendrick, Blake Lively.
Yes.
I think it's on Netflix right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch that again because I did not think... I remember enjoying it. I don't remember thinking, oh, they need a sequel for this. There's a sequel for A Simple Favor coming out in May, and I think it's dropping on Prime Video. They had a trailer.
I think about her all the time. The faceless blonde I thought I knew. Was she a glamorous PR executive? Or a cold-blooded killer?
Bill.
Did you break out of prison?
Will you be my maid of honor?
I don't know what's going on. Like, I thought it was a joke. I'm like, is this a joke trailer? But then I watched the whole thing and...
It doesn't seem like a joke?
No, it's A Simple Favor, the part two coming out in... Unless this is a joke. Is this a joke?
Yeah, somebody tell us. Is this a joke?
I get fooled by the internet all the time. It could be a joke. But if not, A Simple Favor, the sequel in May on Prime Video.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to get to that. I did fact check all of those questions that we have coming up. Big Time Rush tickets on the line. We need someone to play in less than 10 minutes.
Up early in the morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up.
Wake up. Q Morning Show on Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Amy in Cleveland, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. You're going to be next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you get the questions tied, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Amy?
Yes, I am.
So the Oscars are coming up this Sunday. The first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director was Catherine Bigelow. What was the name of the movie she directed?
Wizard of Oz.
Question 2. Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Question 3. Lake Erie is a great lake. How many Great Lakes do we have total?
5.
Our fourth question. The U.S. has the dollar. Japan has what?
Can't think of it. Sorry.
All right, final question. It is the name of the TV show that follows the life of Jess as she moves into a loft with three men after a breakup.
I can see him. Sorry, no.
No answer?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get Alyssa back in here right now.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
All right, so I have you down for two correct, Amy.
Okay.
Maybe these questions were really hard today. It's possible. I don't know. I'm a bad judge at this. I think they're easy. Everybody tells me they're hard. I think they're difficult, and you guys like get them like that. It makes no sense.
He can't find a happy medium.
No, there is none. This is Amy in Cleveland.
Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Alyssa.
All right, so Amy went... Well, I'm not going to tell you how she did. We're just going to jump in with your five questions, and we'll tally it up at the end.
Okay.
Question number one, Alyssa. The Oscars are coming up this Sunday. The first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director was Kathryn Bigelow. What was the name of the movie she directed?
I'm assuming it's not European Gigolo.
Oh, with Rob Schneider? No, that wasn't it.
I'm just going to... Titanic.
No, not Titanic.
I don't know anything about the Oscars, man.
It was The Hurt Locker. 2007, I believe?
Yeah, the only thing I know about The Hurt Locker is from WWE. If you know, you know. If you don't, I'm not getting into it.
Moving on to question number two. Axl Rose is the lead singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
Question three. Lake Erie is a great lake. How many great lakes do we have total?
Think five.
Question four. The U.S. has the dollar. Japan has what?
I don't even have a guess. When? Is it when? Yen?
You're on the right track.
Is it yen?
Yeah. Should I give you that point? I mean, you kind of answered after the buzzer. Your answer was when. I don't think I can accept when.
I know. I got there eventually. That's okay. I'll take the buzzer for it.
All right. Final question. The name of the TV show that follows the life of Jess as she moves into a loft with three men after a breakup.
New Girl.
New Girl is correct. Alyssa, you had three today.
I'll take it.
Unfortunately, Amy only had two.
So, those questions were tough, Bill.
Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We've got something for you, too. Bill, you want to tell her what she won?
I was going to say Amy sounds a little salty.
I don't think she sounds salty. And even if she is salty, I think that this will put her in a better mood.
Amy, we have tickets for you to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's going to faint.
Oh, yeah. Your daughter's going to love it.
Awesome. My name is Amy, and I just flunked out of Melissa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.